Morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, December 17th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Communicate His Love. Our text taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Pastor Chris says, as Christians, we have the Spirit of Christ, we have the light of the world, where to think, love, talk, and conduct all our affairs in life like Him. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 admonishes us to allow every detail of our lives, our words and actions, to align with the character of Christ. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, the character and presence of Jesus ought to radiate through you in your everyday walk. Like Him, let your words be gracious and graceful. Practice the love of Jesus through your words. People remember you more for the things you said to them and how you made them feel through your words. So, make up your mind that your words will communicate the presence and love of Jesus. Let the world see Jesus in you. Let them feel His love in the words you speak. In the same way that the Lord Jesus was confident to say, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." Your testimony ought to be, if you have seen me, you have seen Jesus. Let Him be who they see and hear when they listen to you. Never use terrible, abusive, and insulting words, even if you are angry. Never be happy that your words made someone else sad. That's inconsistent with your nature of love. Be like Jesus. The Bible says, and the common people heard Him gladly. When people hear you, they should be glad because of your gracious and graceful words of life to them that stir the love of Christ in their hearts. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for your wisdom that's in my heart and in my words. And your love that's seen and heard in me today. Through my words, lives are transformed and improved. Those who you've placed in my path are blessed, encouraged, and edified by my gracious and graceful words. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11, Proverbs chapter 6 verse 24, and Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 from the Message translation. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, when people hear you, they should be glad because of your gracious and graceful words of life to them that stir the love of Christ in their hearts. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.